John Zier, CEO Nutrisystem, Nutrisystem.com.
We are talking with Dawn Zier, CEO of Nutrisystem this morning, and our topic is, well, we have two topics, but the first one is eating smart when you're eating out, and boy, do a lot of us fall off the wagon when it comes to eating out.
Probably the best thing you can do, don't deprive yourself. It's okay. It's perfectly okay to go out and eat, but look at the menu before you go to kind of, you know, make sure you've studied smart options, because you know, any menu is going to have good, healthy choices. You just have to know what they are, and planning it in advance helps.
It really does. If you could go to the website of the restaurant and maybe check out the menu, that sounds like a good thing to do, right?
Absolutely.
Let's say you have a restaurant in mind and you're going out with a family and you're checking things out. What do you look at? And do you look at things for your husband as well and the kids?
I let him pick. You know, he actually makes pretty good choices. So. But I do think when I go out, what I don't always like to do is have salad, because that gets a little boring, right? And we have salad so much during our daily lives, it seems. So I like to look for choices that are healthy but a little more varied than salad. And we can talk about salad in a few minutes. Often they are laden with calories.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like one of my favorite go-tos is a petite steak, a nice cut of steak that's not too fatty, and that actually doesn't have a lot of calories. It's pretty healthy for you in, you know, smaller portions. And, of course, grilled chicken, grilled salmon, and things like that are always good.
Now, you talk about giant restaurant calorie bombs that you should avoid, and what would they be?
Well, chicken wings for one. And I know
yes.
It's football season. There is very little value in chicken wings, and add the sauce on top of that. And it's just high fat, high sugar, and, you know, not the healthiest of calories. So, and so easy to eat a dozen at a time. So that's one of the things I always encourage people to avoid. And when I know my family sometimes wants to order them, I inwardly cringe.
I guess they're called chicken tenders, the ones that are breaded. Sometimes they throw some of them in, and they aren't probably good for you.
Yeah, you know what's good on the chicken wing platter is the celery and carrots.
You know, you mentioned salads, though, earlier, and not only can they be boring, I mean, we think they're so healthy, but a lot of times the salads come loaded up with not everything you would want in there that are high in calories.
Stick to the vegetables. Of course, it's always fine to have the onions, the cucumbers, tomatoes. All those things are perfectly fine, but when a salad starts sounding too fun, like the fried tortilla strips or, you know, all the cheese, okay to have a little cheese, but... You know, a lot of cheese is not good. If you get the grilled chicken on top or grilled shrimp, that's fine. But if you go for the fried chicken or breaded chicken, not as good of an option. And often the salad dressings are where you really need to be careful.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always get, as many of us do, the salad dressings on the side. But then I never put it on my salad. I'm always putting my fork in the salad dressing first to get a little taste. And then I pierce my salad. But I don't do it the other way around.
Also watching for creamy stuff. If it's too creamy, a lot of times it's probably something to avoid.
Yeah, creamy, scalloped, pan-fried.
Yeah.
None of those are really good. Best to go for, you know, things like grilled, steamed, you know, healthier options.
The bread basket is also something that can get away from you.
Yeah, you know, we all love bread. You know, we've seen, you know, everybody loves bread. And the problem is, it very few of us are happy just having one slice.
Right.
And then if you're a bread and butter person, or if you're somebody like my mom, who is, let's have butter and add some bread, it's important. The best thing to do is not accept the bread, because it's empty calories.
Yeah.
You know, often if you are, try to, like, limit yourself to one slice. I think olive oil is a better option than butter. You want to dip in that, and, you know, and or just eating it plain. But really, you know, try to avoid the bread. It's not really what you are going to enjoy the most if you go out to dinner. And if you have to make choices, you know, a bread swap might be a really good choice. So maybe you can have a little dessert, or maybe you can have a drink.
Which leads us, by the way, to booze. And a lot of times if you have a drink to begin while you're considering the menu, and then one with dinner and then one after dinner.
Yeah, I think to say you're going to go out and never have a drink for most people is not realistic. You know, I tend to have a sweet tooth, so if I had to choose, I'm always going more for dessert than the drink.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people, they like that glass of wine. And truth of the matter is, you know, a can of beer or a glass of wine, not a ton of calories. It's 100 plus 120 calories. Not a lot of, you know, real nutrition behind that. But I think if you want to have one, that's fine. It's when, you know, you're down to 3-4 that the calories really start adding up. And again, they're empty calories. They're not going to keep you full. So, you know, I always say, you know, one glass is fine. Have it at the time in the meal that's most relaxing for you. And then enjoy the rest of the meal.
Good way to put it. Anything else you want to add before we move on?
I think we're good. I think it all comes down. It all comes down to healthy choices. You know, prioritizing for you what's important and making, you know, the smart swaps as you go throughout the day.